The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place. So they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of our God, the source of all life, all love and all light, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus knew how to draw a crowd. Today's gospel account indicates that 5,000 people flocked to him to hear his message. At first glance, we can say, yes, sure, Jesus is exceptional at generating a crowd, but not so good at event planning. And none of his disciples stepped up to the plate either. I mean, one of the area's most dynamic speakers is in town, and there's no plan for lunch. Clearly, the people of St. Andrews are not in charge, right? We would have thought of lunch first before anything else, right? And what were they thinking? That there was going to be a local Panera Bread around the corner to get lunch? And it's in a semi-rural area, so it's much too far out for pizza delivery. Let's recap the scene. We have hungry and probably cranky people, right? What people would describe as hangry today, right? People are hungry and angry all at the same time. We have Jesus testing Philip, right, about where are they going to get enough bread? Although Jesus knew that he was going to take care of it, he was just trying to test Philip. Then we have Philip saying he's not really worried about where to get enough bread, but how they're going to pay for it, right? He must have been the local Episcopal Church's treasurer. That's what I'm thinking. That's what Philip's role was there. And then we have, you know, Andrew, our patron saint. We can take some pride in this here at St. Andrew's. We have Andrew who simply presents the boy who has the meager meal, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, right? And that's Andrew's job. And then we have that little boy who is en route to becoming an Eagle Scout because he's the only one prepared for this gathering. He's the only one who brings a lunch, right? And then we know what happens. A miracle. Jesus opens the boys' Star Wars lunchbox, takes out the loaves and the fish, and then there's more than enough to feed 5,000 hungry people. As it turns out, Jesus doesn't need to do event planning. He just needs to use his Son of God status. That's quite a card to play if you think about it, right? I can make something happen here. Jesus is establishing in this story that he's not only about feeding souls, but is also about feeding stomachs too. It's all too easy for us to compartmentalize religion to the point where we separate it from the practical things of life. Jesus is challenging this notion. His purpose and power permeate all of life, not only the spiritual component of it. In this moving story, one that is in all four Gospels, emphasizing its importance among the early Christian community, it's too easy to only marvel about Jesus taking a small lunch and turning it into a feast for 5,000. Yes, that's really impressive, but there's more to the story. Part of the miracle is that Andrew decided to act and find a solution. Part of the miracle is that the boy brings his lunch. Part of the miracle is that the boy doesn't turn away when Andrew approaches him to share his modest meal. Jesus takes all those variables to make the miracle happen and to nourish God's people. He is exhibiting how the body of Christ in all times and in all places is to operate and respond to human needs. It's a group effort. In this story, we have Andrew and this little boy working with Jesus to make something big happen. Jesus still relies on this shared model of ministry to make the church effective today. Here at St. Andrew's, we have been developing over the past several years a model of ministry that is less dependent on a few, and where we have more people taking on leadership roles. And with some tweaks, it continues to work pretty well. And this model will be absolutely imperative as the community prepares to enter a transition period after I leave and your next seated rector is in place. For some, this interim period is a time to step back and or not come at all. For some, it's a time to wait and see what happens. For some, it's a time to exert power and control. Nobody will do that here, though, right? No. For some, it's a time to step up and help out whenever and wherever possible. Especially during this time of transition, I encourage you to work with God to repeat the miracle recorded in today's gospel. All of you can be like St. Andrew, our patron saint, and that you identify, just as Andrew in today's story identified the boy who had the lunch, how can you identify the gifts in fellow parishioners and encourage them to offer those gifts to the benefit of the common, regarding the common good? All of you can be like the boy, that you offer up whatever you have to make this community strong and continue to make a big difference in the world. It's all too easy to say, well, I don't have those gifts, I can't contribute, I can't work on that project or that task. But look at today's story. The boy in the story just had some loaves and some fish, and look what Jesus did with that. More and more people will be fed and nourished if you can only imagine and then implement what can happen if you offered your gifts. Just imagine the health and the impact of this parish if Jesus took your gifts, your passions, and just a little bit of your time. What might happen? And don't worry, you get to be the crowd at times too. Each and every week, we are on the receiving end of God's abundant-filled miracle. You come to this altar behind me where you are given just a little bit of bread and a little bit of wine. Sorry we don't offer fish. It's way too smelly by the time we get to that part of the service. But that little bit of bread and that little bit of wine nourishes you. God takes something ordinary and small and feeds every aspect of your life and then gives you the energy to work together for the building up of this faith community, for the wider body of Christ, for the building up of the whole human family. So here in a moment, we'll have an opportunity to come forward and enjoy our Eucharistic feast. We're invited to come just as we are, just as the little boy just came as he was, with whatever we have to offer. And Jesus will take that, will bless it, will break it, and then distribute it for the life of this community and for the whole world. Amen.